This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So it was... Obviously, we're working on a super tight deadline, and everyone's pretty stressed, but we know that we're onto something special, and I finally turned to Pac-Man
Jones,
and I say,
Pac-Man Jones,
I say, Pac-Man, what if we layer the phone call? Over the footage. Because what we had was two ideas. One was a private phone call between Antonio Brown and his coach, John Gruden.
Not visually compelling.
Yes.
Problem.
Which, I mean, you know, a lesson we should have learned with draft day. We also had, of course, just a lot of black and white footage. Of Antonio Brown looking pensive, looking cool, working out, and being a little weird.
You sent me the cut where all of that is over silence.
Yes.
And then it's the phone call with like a sound wave.
That is Pac-Man's version.
Yeah.
The phone call is
okay. Thank you for not telling me that, so I could make an unbiased.
And I just said, which one of these do you like better? Do you like the one where the phone call
is
under the footage, or do you like the silent footage for 2 minutes and then the phone call with just the sound wave? And do you remember what you said?
I said, is this okay that you are doing this at all? Is this allowed to do?
And then I said,
and why? And also, what are you? What's wrong? What are you upset about? Like, what is happening?
That I was upset?
I didn't know who, and also who is upset.
Right, right. Well, what I said.
Please jump in with the contribution. If ever you want to or don't.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, we have a guest.
Hi.
This is Io.
Hi, I'm Io.
Are you named after Io West or Io Chicago?
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Because we would think one would prefer to be named after Io Chicago. Longer standing institution, a little more history there. If you are Io West, because it has now become a den for
it's
thieves,
a squat.
Drug dealers.
Criminals of the like.
Actually, you could own the brand in a very strong way.
I know that. And that's why it's so heartbreaking. I'm actually named after the Io cruise ship division. And so.
Don't say cruise ships.
I'm not going to lie.
No, but yeah, you have to honor your family.
And my heritage and where I come from.
Yeah.
And it's there. It's that. It's the open seas.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook. And it's this guide.
It's this insider's guide, huh?
And in the past, we've had Shelby Farrow come on the show and be young for us.
She was our official youth correspondent. She's young like us, and she's in the know. Unfortunately, while we have stayed extremely relevant, she is now 24.
We think, yes, 24.
I heard 24.
And when you turn 24,
so sad.
You are sent to a colony on Mars to excavate rocks.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
And the rocks are the rocks that they actually make jewels out of.
For the young people.
Yeah. They're jewel rocks.
So
and then they get put on the young people's.
Yeah.
Medallions and rings and all the like.
Yeah. You didn't say anything about mine. by the way. My jewel ring.
Your Mars jewel.
Ah, my Mars jewel ring. My Mars jewel belt. My
I never know.
And my toe ring. That's
what the right etiquette is.
Jutting out of my Vans right now.
Yes, and this is something young people are doing now, is they will cut open one piece of the van so that you can see the toe ring. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that is just one of the first youth culture tips we're going to give you today.
Young people are jeweling, and it is causing their lungs to collapse.
Yes.
From the weight of the jewels when they go to sleep.
Yes, it's true. I recently, however, was so fortunate to have plastic surgery on my lungs. And so now my lungs are lined with titanium.
Oh, congratulations. Veneers. That's so fortunate.
Lung veneers.
They're lung veneers.
That's very fortunate.
And it's really cool. And they're like hot, they're sexy, they're fun. But I can basically jewel for 7 hours straight. Mm-hmm. Which is most of my time that I spend awake in the day. Mm-hmm. Then I go to bed for the rest 17.
Now, when you say you can jewel for 7 hours straight, what is that curious in the context of just like wearing jewels?
Yeah. So
you can wear like what's the action?
So basically, you know, like from you just like physically from the elbow to the mouth, from the knee to the ear, from the foot to the mouth.
We're moving those parts.
And we're moving them
all
together.
The mouth, I actually know that one pretty well.
Awesome.
It's a condition. Yeah. It's a condition.
No, I've gotten in some trouble on the show.
Yeah, okay. Is everything like fine now?
I don't know. And that's her being like, am I making a mistake?
Yeah,
because I don't want to.
And it's like, do your research.
Well, I just don't want to get, you know. Like,
well, do your research then.
I don't want to get like,
you should actually listen to all the episodes before you do the show if you want to know. Like,
I was born so recently that I don't even have time. So it's fine, but I just like, you know how young I am.
You have not, there have not been enough hours in your entire life to listen to every episode of Hollywood Handbook, and that's staying power.
Yep. That you honor me by saying that you weren't unable to listen to the show.
Plus, with the hours that I actually spend awake, if you just do the math, it's going to take me a few more years.
Listen, my sleep. Listen, you sleep.
I know, but then it just seeps into my brain, and then I'm doing things in my subconscious.
And this is what I'm in trouble for. Is that I have been programming people in their sleep to do nefarious deeds.
Oh my God.
More than one of which is take over the Iowa West campus.
And it all comes back.
Those are all my minions.
Let's call it a scheme callback.
Those are my minions, banana. So, favorite minion meme, go. Which one should I be checking out lately?
You're looking at me? Okay, so Shelby, is not looking at us.
No, I'm looking at you.
Is running with it.
I'm looking at you so that you can look me in the eye when I say, I love the minion meme on TikTok when Kevin has the gun and he's dabbing with the gun to a Lil Nas X song and the
Panini.
It's Panini in the left ear and Rodeo in the right.
Wow.
And he shoots out little versions of Cardi B. And she goes to the camera it's like 6 seconds long.
Yeah.
So it's like so long.
That's a lot of things packed into 6 seconds, and that's youth culture.
If you're not packing in as many things into 6 seconds, you literally might as well be on the fucking Mars boom.
You might as well be on Mars mining rocks for my jewels.
Sorry.
And it's a podcast, isn't it?
And say the truth.
Yeah, I have a podcast.
And it's with Olivia.
It's with Olivia Craighead.
And you've heard of iRobot, and this is iconography? Is that correct?
That is correct.
And that's what it's called.
That's what it's called.
And it's Forever Dog, and let's face it, Forever Dog's where the energy is. This place is a friggin' fossilized dinosaur in the museum.
I love walking around this cemetery and just reading all the tombstones on the wall.
There's so many on the wall is the thing. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, basically for every dog, it's like, do you know Google offices?
Yeah.
How it's like, yes. Oh, everybody's swimming, blah.
I'll Google offices two or three times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much
Don't
hit your head on that, please.
Oh, sorry. I'm like young. I do
all the material is very old. It's not like Forever Dog. You just freaking bang your head on.
You can bang your head on whatever.
No, not allowed here.
Oh my God. Oh, wow. That it's actually turning to dust. Okay. That's crazy. Basically, Forever Dog,
I shake Sam's hand when I come in here, and I have to, like, release really quick so the spider webs don't, like, shoot too far out my hand. And, like, my whole arm.
It's a big concern.
You have, like, there's a nest that's been laid in your upper bicep.
Yes, they laid a nest. They really did.
You should take that.
They're working so fast now. I'm like, hey, Sam, oh!
You should take that to, like an urgent care center or something.
It's pretty obvious.
Forever Dog is an urgent care center also.
Oh, well, that's really, really nice. And you can friggin' get your weed card there.
Absolutely. You know I'm smoking bonk all day at Forever Dog.
I love bonking on the kind buds. Now, we do have, obviously, a bunch of creepy ghouls that populate this entire company. Scott Aukerman is the Crypt Keeper, and Paul F. Tompkins is actually Paul Bearer, the Undertaker's hype man. And Laura Lapkus, I guess then, is the Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't want.
Right.
I wasn't going to make her that, but she's done it to herself by standing next to the Crypt Keeper and Paul Bearer. So, at this point, what we really want to do is pivot the conversation to what can we do to get into Forever Dog?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You hear Basha's chewing on a bone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The bones are everywhere.
Oh, my God. Is that LeVar Burton's bones?
So LeVar Burton's podcast is actually still alive.
It's still alive?
It's not currently bones. Is that correct, Sam? Yes.
This was freaking bold.
Sam can only nod
at
this point.
Does he just like, there's.
And I don't know if it's him or the spiders are like munching on a particularly aggressive fly and it's like pulling the
sort of neck strings or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. Talking about all the bones here reminds me of a dog toy I saw yesterday that was a creepy, spooky skeleton. And then it says a bone to be wild. Did you write that out?
I don't actually write or read. That is out of fashion for people who are young.
Did you pitch it?
That I did do.
Did you pitch?
I pitch hard. I pitch fast. I watch YouTube.
Did you pitch the ghost coming out of a keg cup and it says, I'm here for the booze? Did you pitch the mummy next to a coffin that says, creeping it real?
Yeah, that's me.
Did you pitch the ghost next to a talk bubble that says, I'll boo whatever I want.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. I guess my fingerprints are toys? All over this
Did you,
industry.
These are all dog toys?
Did you pitch the coffin and it says straight out of coffin? Did you pitch the mummy inside the coffin and it says wrap it up? Yeah, so you pitched all of these.
Well, this is the thing, Hayes. When you're young, you're freelancing constantly. My mark is all over this industry, and I have no choice but for it to be. If I'm just in one industry, if I'm just podcasting, I'm asleep. And I already sleep 17 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So that's dangerous at that point. So basically, I wake up. I have 6 espressos and a mud into my small
6 espressos and a mud?
And
freaking jug of mud.
Cup of mud from the mud truck.
Hot cup of hot
mud
cup
trucks
sludge.
Outside.
One mud, please.
You know what comes out of the mud, Swamp Thing.
Tell me what comes out of Swamp Thing?
The
DC Swamp Thing?
Yeah, yeah, you know, and you know DC Swamp Thing is freaking Dave Holmes. At this point, all the freaking scary monsters live here.
They live here, they dwell.
Here be monsters for sure.
Can you remind me what the Count Dracula toy at the Petco said? Because I didn't get a picture of that one.
The Count Dracula toy?
Yeah.
Is it the one?
Probably fangs for the.
Fangs for the memories. It's Count Dracula and a mummy actually, and Brandon Fraser's mummy from The Mummy, and it's thanks for the mummeries.
Fangs for the mummeries.
Thanks for the mummeries.
Yeah.
It says thanks for the mummeries.
It's one of the ones where if you shift it in the light, it changes. So it says, thanks for the mummies or fangs for the memories.
Fangs for the mummy rears.
Yeah. And that one is actually the one that makes the most.
That makes the most sense or money?
Yeah, friggin' dollars.
I guess sense is money, yeah.
Thank you. That's thank you. Poor Richard's Almanac.
I think it said love at first bite. So they did not go with your pitch of the hologram one.
Okay, that's really awkward. That's really awkward because I spent a lot of time with the hologram one.
Yeah, and that obviously would have made a lot of sense.
Thank you, a.k.a. cash, capital, Bitcoin.
So Bitcoin is the hot thing. We've obviously tried to mine it on the show before by generating random numbers.
Yeah.
What did we do wrong? Because what we wound up with, I think, was Ripple, which is a much less valuable cryptocurrency.
Well, Bitcoin is honestly dying at this point.
Bitcoin Cash.
Fit right in around here.
Yeah.
One of the hard forks, that's the way to go.
Yeah, pretty much we're going straight to blood in these streets.
Blood, okay.
Yeah, we're exchanging blood for capital at this point. And so you got to
I know a certain dog toy that might be interested in that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to bring up old memories, but...
But if you must.
Is this... is Io?
Yeah.
This is a question I've been having.
Okay.
Is this show Gang Gang? Is this like... I see young people saying this. Can we be that too?
Can you be?
Can I be that?
Can please? We be gang gang?
Can I please be gang gang, please?
Guys, this is a lot of pressure show, for please. Me to have.
Can
to,
you just talk to
can
the
you
young
talk
people?
To some of them and say if we're gang gang, please.
This is really tough. I gotta circle back. I don't know if I can make that vertigo myself. If I go out into these streets and I'm saying this is. As you said, in that context, gay gang.
Yeah, is that okay?
Gang gang.
You singing it?
Am I so extra?
I mean, you're a little much right now. You're not so extra.
I knew it.
Oh, come on. Don't beat yourself up.
I knew it.
Don't beat yourself up.
I could feel it, Hayes.
Did no one tell you this before? Or were you just like afraid?
No, unfortunately they did. That's why I asked. And I was hoping they were wrong.
I'm so sorry.
No.
Forever Dog is in this like little like wood panel office downtown.
Yeah.
It's like a detective's office. Sometimes I like imagining what the detective's ghost is like thinking. Just being like, what the fuck is happening in here?
There is like a man who exclusively smoked out of a pipe and like gazed out of a window at a woman in like heels who was like looking back and forth in the sort of like rain fog situation.
All these people are talking about a drag race, but there's no cars.
Sex,
he's fucking
love,
freaked out.
Dating and boys. My God. My God, what have we come to?
And the detective's ghost is sending me. How do we get into this office?
Okay, well, if I just like, I was invited here. To, you know, to bring in expert's perspective. So I just might have to let it rip. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure that you can handle that?
Yeah.
Because I saw Sean about to crack at being told that he's a little much.
And letting it rip is like bonking as well, right?
It's adjacent. It's bonk adjacent for sure.
That's hot bonk. So, what am I serving?
Okay, well, I mean, like, right now you're sort of giving me, like single father in line at
single
the DMV,
dad,
like,
trying
vibes
to get his real ID. Yeah.
Because you've been living off of a fake one.
Okay, well, you told me that this is the form I was missing last time, and now I have it.
Sir, once again, you cannot enter this line if you do not have all
well,
the
how would
okay,
I, okay,
so I have to
well,
wait in
how
the entire
would I have
line
this
again?
Sir, please, if you don't.
But you didn't say that, so this is...
Sir, may I speak?
This is who I am.
Sir, may... Sir, no one's denying
I am. I am who I say I am.
Sir, I believe you, obviously. No one is denying your identity. However, if you do not...
You are. That's exactly what you're doing.
Sir, if you do not fill out these forms...
Forms?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I should have finished high school. What was I thinking? My mother was right. She was right this whole time.
Oh, I have it. I have it.
Oh. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, this is beautiful.
Yeah, that's my phone bill.
And this is Forever Dog?
That's
we used to do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's you being here
that is injecting us. Life. Yes, we're in these little scenic moments and we blend in and out seamlessly.
Okay, I'm just gonna like off rip, just like off dome, right? Just give like a few, like off top, like give just like a few thoughts. Mm. Bosch smaller.
Okay.
You need to shrink Bosch.
Bosch needs to be much smaller. Sorry.
He's not gonna like that.
Would be funny with him carrying around this huge bone.
Yeah.
And okay, already we're getting new life. We're getting humor. We're getting fresh. We're getting out. We're getting like irony.
A tiny,
just a visual joke. Yes, of this giant bone.
Right. And you're like, oh, this dog is so small, but this bone is so huge. That's ironic. That's detached.
Bosch got a bath yesterday. If you guys want to take a big whiff of him,
I have been.
Yeah.
I have been doing this.
Like, have you taken a big hard sniff?
I haven't taken a hard sniff of your dog.
Oh, that's crazy. But he got a bath yesterday.
I just got told. But in order to basically having like five senses is out. And I only have four. And so I got rid of my sense of smell.
Okay. So, but it's the sense of smell is gone and it's the four other traditional ones. It's not one new
smell
one.
Smell is sense of smell.
Well, making like living fast, hard, making cash, podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
So these are that is a sense. Living fast, hard, making cash, podcasting.
One of the senses is money. Is hard.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And so do you see the way that he's saying yes?
He's just seizing on it
I'm going to connect with you with like a language that you might understand.
Give me a chance.
I'm a yes man. I'm trying to ripple for the first time in 2011.
You're getting wings.
Mm-hmm.
You got a big, what is it? What happens in those commercials? Like the guy has a big nose and then there's an alligator and then he has angel wings.
Who?
I'm just trying to connect with Rebel? The culture.
Rebel? Yeah, one Rebel. Of them is having sex.
Yeah, Green Book.
One of the Rebels commercials, the fucking cartoons are getting it on.
Cartoons
is
can,
that young?
Cartoons are having sex.
Cartoons are hornier than they were, huh?
Exactly. Well, they're more explicitly.
The Rebel commercial is freaking hentai.
It's true. It's true.
It is.
It is. It technically legally
and
is.
And I have to be honest.
Thank you for your transparency.
What is happening on the show that you do?
The show
is
that
is there
I,
a segment?
Yeah, we have segments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which can we do it?
Can we do a segment?
Yeah.
Okay. We play one that's called Celebrity Stock Market.
Okay.
So we buy and sell celebrities.
Commodities trading.
Exactly. People aren't people. They're cash.
Corn, beans.
They're meat, exactly. Mm-hmm. They're beans, they're milk, they're eggs, they're Hershey's chocolate.
I don't
they're
love...
They're Samsung, they're Intel Pro, they're Cointel Pro. Mm.
I don't love being producted. When the media is producting me.
Oh my God.
I don't always love that.
Okay, well, buckle up because that's young. That's youth.
Everything I love it.
So, yes, exactly.
I like it.
Yes.
It should happen more.
You look 17 to me right now.
I'm buying shares of Zac Efron.
Who's in the celebrity stock market?
It's everybody. But basically, you have to pick if you're going to buy, you're going to sell, you're going to hold people. Because you buying Zac Efron, mistake.
I'm buying low on Snack Efron. I could see him really taking off.
Snack and Ron
stock
is
code.
Dead.
His stock code is FROM.
he's like.
Why is he dead? Ted Bundy movie.
Yeah, that kind of flopped, and then he was in that Beach
Can't
Bum.
Flop on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, and that's true. Netflix is infallible. Netflix is God. Netflix is money.
Netflix is Zaddy.
Perfect. Netflix is Bae. Netflix is Yas Queen.
when Bay's a streaming service. So, okay, great. All right, that kind of bombed. And then you said Beach Bum?
Beach Bum kind of flopped. So he would be somebody who
disagree.
Is like...
Disagree.
Did you like Beach Bum?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know.
He went to a screening with the... follow-up Q&A.
Okay.
So
I watched
if there's
the
anything
Q&A
you didn't
after.
Understand about it, he might be able to explain it to you.
I can tell you about it.
Did you liked how irreverent it was?
Yes.
And you thought that the poems being bad, that was like funny.
The what being bad?
The poems being bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really the one poem over and over again
it
for the most part.
It made me feel crazy.
Yeah.
I liked Martin Lawrence.
He was unbelievable.
He was really good.
I mean, he was so funny in it. Honestly, I laughed out loud at that. I probably laughed out loud at that movie more times than any other movie I saw this year.
Any other movie?
That I saw this year.
Did you see Ma?
No.
Okay, go see Ma.
Is Ma in the celebrity stock market?
Ma is the cash capital.
How's she doing?
Ma,
let's check the ticker.
Ma's going high.
Ma crack you
Ma
up?
Ma's soaring.
Ma
yeah.
crack you up? My Ma, friend wrote it.
I feel like...
Shut up.
You feel like what?
I just feel like I know a lot of people who are like, that guy's my friend.
Yeah, yes. Well, that's sort Thank of his you. Job is being friends.
Okay, well...
And writing Ma.
Put in his ear that the people want a Ma too. The Ma, the merrier.
Okay. I'll pitch it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my
Ma's been acting kind of weird lately.
She's like, no, it's just like, she's like, I don't know. She's
hey,
like,
Ma.
She doesn't have any kids. She's like, what? Hey!
Hey, Ma.
That's her on the phone. I only saw the trailer.
My favorite part of hey, Ma. Ma is when hey, Ma. The kids are going.
And you come
like,
to my house tonight.
Uh-huh. I'm 18. I live a crazy life.
And we can go to Ma's ranch. Hi, Ma. Hey, Ma. What's up? Yeah, Ma. Okay. And Ma's getting drunk tonight.
I'm mine for gems. Me too. Okay. And we can go to Ma's tonight.
I got wet lung at Ma's tonight.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
they
in the wilderness
stuff. Yeah, we had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know, that wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And mm-hmm. this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to
it was not the only reason that
yes.
For the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason
yes.
That we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, brother. Your grandma does drugs, okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again. Today,
sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are.
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. Always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes, yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats.
No, but I'm clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually, 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hollywood Handbook.
Okay, that's another part.
Of youth, of mall?
Of the show, your show. Okay, Use this time.
I'm trying. My brain is so fast. I can't even get into how fast my brain is with you right now. The things that I'm thinking about right now, 7 at least.
Different things?
Yes.
Different things. Go,
name 3 of them.
Okay. The climate. My favorite TikTok. My favorite Minions meme. Instagram stories.
Okay, now
stories.
Those were the same thing.
Come on.
So that's
the
one
Minions
thing.
Meme was the TikTok.
That's not my favorite TikTok.
Okay,
that's
she's got our
Minions
ass.
Yeah. Okay, what's
she just busted
TikTok?
My ass.
My favorite TikTok is 4 seconds long. It's a boy skateboarding. He starts to levitate. He's wearing his mom's wig. And he goes, are you skirt? Dong, dong. It rocks.
Skirting.
Yes.
They're skirting the issue. What is happening on the show?
Dong, dong.
Me and Olivia, we just chat. We bring on a guest, and then they'll talk about their favorite celebrity who they think is like an icon to them. So, like, Dwayne Perkins, he's a comic. He talked about
Jordan Peele. Yeah, he's coming on our show. Don't tell me who he is.
I gotta tell the people.
Whatever Earwolf shows have you done?
I did Edgar Placier's show, The Wokest.
Did it.
You did it?
Did it as well.
You did it, right?
Yeah, we did it. We did our ass off. We don't do stuff apart.
Like anything?
He's my best friend.
And I notice, yeah, and like you show up here, and where's
we're
Olivia?
Talking about this?
I don't
where's
actually
Olivia?
Even see Olivia today. Is she on the phone? Hello?
Where's Olivia?
Oh, the line's been cut?
Oh, God.
Somebody cut the line?
Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, what the?
Can you not bring, why would you say that?
Why would I say that
if
Olivia?
You
want me to say that Olivia is here?
Yeah.
Should I?
She's
be
just
here
quiet.
For
if you keep asking should these I sort of questions, she's being quiet.
Okay, stop. But should I leave?
No, just stop listening. Just stop listening.
Okay, so Olivia's here, but she's being
but
quiet.
She's being quiet.
And maybe Sam can do like a little Olivia voice just from like far away. So like Olivia's in the corner.
Okay, fine. Yeah, okay. I'll okay. just do it. Okay,
so. Olivia, you what? Popcorn? Want some popcorn?
I'm okay, thank you. I have a sore. I feel sick. So I'm just going to be quiet for now. Thank you. Okay, Liv, you can just stay quiet. You go, girl. I respect your right to be quiet.
And we try to give Sam one opportunity.
Sam's, we give Sam one thing to do every
I
episode.
I said explicitly that Sam was going to get to do that.
Okay. I was happy because Hayes had really carved out a safe space to let Sam do his thing.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. I have seven things on my mind. So we can take it from the top. Let's just take it again. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Olivia.
No. You know you're taking
You know
mine?
You're taking Hayes's line.
This is like, okay, sorry.
What
you go ahead.
What the fuck is wrong with
now
you?
Are
you
doing ser-
for real?
I'm asking you that.
Oh. What a fucking line hog. You want Sam's line and Hayes's line?
Listen.
She's like bumping everyone else's lines.
I feel like this could be my podcast.
You may want to learn at some point that
what's
it's
up?
Nice to have a friend because often I show up for this show and okay. I straight up don't have it. And I need to have Hayes here to do it instead.
That feels
or
like a
guest.
You problem.
I was doing lines with a freaking bubble tea straw.
I feel I'm jacked up right now. I don't give an F. And I'm starting to bring snort the boba.
Oh, no. Don't you chop up monster rails on the Earwolf signature table.
It's turning to dust as we speak. I got to get him in now fast. Okay, let's do the... Okay, so Olivia's sick, right? Let's take it from there.
No, that's the end.
What?
Olivia being sick is the end of it.
Oh.
We start from the beginning.
Right.
Olivia. Yeah. Olivia. You see a pop, you, some popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
See?
See how nice?
That's what he was bringing at
that,
the
that was
table?
That.
He's bringing that was the
Sam.
Fucking
that's
heat, man.
Thank you, Sam.
No, Olivia.
Sometimes less
Wham,
is
bam.
More.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Hello, Bolivia. That was Olivia.
Mm-hmm. Bolivia.
Yeah, that's the closest I got.
Hello, Bolivia.
Hello, Bolivia. That's Olivia.
Now, wham and bam both rhyme. And hello and Bolivia do not rhyme with
There's
each
like
other.
There's like a slant rhyme with it. Yeah. It's like poetry.
It's Dickinson.
it's Dickinson.
Io, what's the other part? What are you doing on the show?
Okay, we also will take like the celebrities' moments, like key moments from their life, and then we'll decide if we like fuck, marry, kill them. We play games like that.
Okay. Oh, sick.
Okay, so like, who's a celebrity that you like? Remember, you're young right now. Are you okay?
No.
You just look like you're about to throw up.
So.
Just give me a celebrity.
So what?
Just give me a celebrity.
Just a regular young celebrity.
But you're
celebrity.
Young, yeah.
Yeah, okay, easy. Russell Crowe.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's easy. Russell Crowe.
Okay, Hayes, how about we try with you?
Garfield.
Okay, can I just toss, maybe I'll toss it back. Just give me a celebrity that's young.
Carmen Miranda?
Carmen Miranda? Are you crying?
No.
Okay, wait. Sam, who's a celebrity? You're young.
Ma?
Okay, let's,
Elaine Stritch.
Whoa. Okay, how about, like,
Jason.
Who?
Jason
Voorhees.
Okay, let's just say Jordan Peele. Let's say Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
He's not like young, but he's like
Ben Affleck.
That's
Minion.
Your Minion?
That's Kevin.
That's Kevin.
Kevin said that.
Yeah. I have one for him too.
Kevin likes movies. You have one for Kevin?
For Ben Affleck.
Okay, what's right? up?
Affleck. Remember?
I remember, yeah.
The duck is sending me.
The duck is serving me like sexy duck vibes.
Yeah.
The duck is sending me like Garfield sent Nermal to Abu Dhabi.
Mm-hmm.
He did that.
He did.
And he did that.
And I'm allowed to say that? He did that.
Okay, T.
And that is tea.
Okay, tea.
Tea. I'm messy today. I'm spilling all the tea.
You're so messy.
Oh, I am messy today.
Okay.
Okay, and so what's the segment that you're the moment is you're marrying so a
like,
moment?
So yeah, you like fuck, marry, kill a moment. So I like, okay, Ben Affleck, and then we like debate our choices. So like, for example, Ben Affleck would be like,
I fuck, marry, and killing different points in Ben Affleck's career.
Yeah, like his career and his life.
And his personal life.
Uh-huh. So like... like when everybody was memeing him because he was like depressed and vaping everywhere.
Okay, I'm
that's
fucking
like
that.
One. Just you don't even know the other moments, but you know that you're fucking that.
Yeah.
Okay, for sure. Well, it could be like Prestige, like when he was like Argo guy.
Argo fucking that.
Okay, you're fucking that.
Argo.
Okay, and you're fucking vape.
Uh-huh.
And then another could be like his like relationships or
I
whatever,
gotta fuck
or
that.
Like being best friends with Matt. Matt Damon.
I have to fuck that.
So hold on, you can't fuck everything.
Oh, it's not. Oh,
it's like fuck.
Okay,
Mary
so
Kill.
I have to
pick one for each.
Yeah,
I thought Gen Z was actually sex positive.
Well, I'm basically almost like I'm barely Gen Z. Like I'm basically like the next one
that we haven't
You're
named yet.
You're even younger than this,
basically.
That we haven't
and,
even named
and unfortunately,
new one.
I'm checking. The dictionary, and yeah. We are fresh out of letters for that.
I
even.
Know.
So but we don't even
tracks,
know what it is.
That tracks with, like, we Gen don't want to label
A.
anything. We're starting
Gen
all
A-A.
The way
A-A.
Over
We're going
again.
Into the freaking mezzanine.
I got my freaking opera glasses on. I'm lit. I'm having a good time. I'm chilling. I'm peacing. It's wavy. That's a vibe.
It's wavy?
Yeah, it's wavy.
Oh, no.
It's wavy. That's the vibe. Sorry.
Bet. When would I say bet?
No, you would never say it. Yeah, sorry. That's not... Yeah, you can't, I think.
What might I say?
Just, you've been saying a lot of things today.
But something good.
You want something, like, fresh?
Yeah.
Because it's not getting gang.
No, it can't be.
It can't at all.
I wasn't allowed.
Mm-mm.
I didn't even bring that up. Hayes taught me that.
So just whatever your friends teach you, you do and you say?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever?
For the most part, if I get taught something by my friends, you're going to hear me saying it as if it's mine shortly thereafter.
That explains a lot.
Explains my success and also, some of my failures.
Yeah, a lot of your failures and subsequent cancellations. You're one of the most canceled men alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but I am alive.
To knowledge. Cheers.
To knowledge.
Cheers to the mad ones.
What is who else has been on that show?
Greta Titelman's been on the show. Natalie Walker, Larry Owens.
Yeah, Brandon. Natalie Walker used to be most famous as one of our fans.
Yeah,
did you
happened.
Know that?
I didn't know that.
She was a freaking non-person, and then we anointed her as like one of our fans of our reality show, and now look at her.
She's exploding.
She's freaking famo.
More famous than the two of us put together.
She exploded from being one of our fans of reality show. What happened there?
How tall is the two of you put together?
Just eyeballing it.
Yeah.
I know
this.
Yeah, let's do a little bit of work.
There is
show your work.
A certain ice cream store that only sells like the has like mixed in alcohol flavors.
Sure.
And so you need to be like a really big adult to get in there.
Yeah.
And we are taller than that doorway. When we're stacked on top of each other.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can't even get the ice cream at that point.
You get hurt trying to get inside. Yes.
What we thought about trying to do... Yeah, we've had a couple ideas.
What'd you think about trying to do?
Well, we thought that maybe we could be riding like a scooter that we're on each other's shoulders. So we're tall enough, but we're sitting down.
Yeah.
And then we stand up. We ride the scooter through the doorway and we stand up once we're inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What if you do horse?
A horse.
Like, but like, or donkey.
That's too tall.
No, donkey. Like, You like are the donkey. Legs. Like donkey.
Donkey. Oh.
Donkey. You're the legs. You're the head and feet.
That doesn't make us taller.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Hayes, you're the head and feet.
She called me right.
Sorry.
Yes. That felt so fucking sweet, dude.
Ayo, did you know you're going, you are going to, I understand New York is happening? She's going to go live in New York?
I am going to go live for a second.
Ayo, New York.
You become Ayo East.
I am a new branch. I am a new branch of Ayo East. It's toxic.
Watch out, Gotham City Improv.
Oof. and a resounding oof.
Ayo East coming in.
Yeah.
Oof. Will you be eat a bagel?
Sorry?
Will you eat a bagel?
Yeah, I'll eat a bagel. I might have
everything?
No.
Ah. Tell me which bagel.
Am I get a whole wheat bagel?
Ah.
Or an egg bagel?
I knew it.
Did you know it?
That was my next
guess. Okay, so what do you think I'm going to get on the bagel?
They have pizza bagel now.
On the bagel? Oh, they have it.
And that seems like something Pizza Rat would enjoy.
Mm-hmm. A little easier to carry for him.
He's actually really, 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 really lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, and he's really down to earth,
and
I
he's
heard.
So nice.
Yeah.
But one of my... Okay,
I'm buying shares of Pizza Rat. Well, and I'm fucking the moment that he stole the pizza.
yes, good. Yeah. And what are you selling?
What are you
selling?
I bought Pizza Rat.
I know.
And am I selling something
Stock
about
code.
Pizza Rat, or am I selling something
Z-A-R-T.
Else?
Zorat.
Zart.
Zart.
I'm selling Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay. Sure.
Oh. Can I change it?
No.
Oh. Okay.
That's the thing about being young. Everything that you do, every choice that you make, that you live in, is forever.
Becomes an etching.
And no one will forget it. Or forgive you for it, even if it is a good thing.
It's lasered into a jewel.
Yeah. Mm. My friend got canceled last week for donating $100 to the rainforest.
No way.
Wow. Because there's not enough money?
I don't even talk to them anymore. I forget why.
Yeah.
But we had to cancel them. It needed to be done.
Mm. Wow. $100.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're giving money to the rainforest when they should be giving money to the people who are trying to help it.
Exactly.
If you give it to the rainforest, it's just going to burn.
That's okay. So I don't even have to explain it.
No, but I'm learning so much from you, Ayo East.
This is like really... Okay, youth word. Really triggering.
And there's stuff that we can share with you, too. Like stuff about our...
Oh, but like your
generation
culture?
As well.
Ooh, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Our catchphrases.
Might be cool to go retro.
Time to go home and floss and watch Frasier like that.
That is not.
I do that. That's like say it.
That's like one generation younger than us.
Do you want to go see the new Gilbert and Sullivan musical? Like that
musical, and it's not really a musical. It's kind of a light opera.
Okay.
Musical's different.
This is my big catchphrase. It goes. Can you deal with that?
It's from
the very end. Of a movie.
Oh, wait. How about
I think
this?
It's the last line.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? I think I got one that I think will resonate with you. Hmm. Smoking! Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that.
Close.
Yeah.
That's close? That's not even like directly your generation?
No, that's like.
No, my nephew taught me that one.
That was like a generation that's the same age as us.
Sure.
But like standing next to us.
Oh,
if
wow.
If that makes sense.
No, that makes exact sense. That's how I feel about Lil Nas X.
Can you do with that?
Oh my god!
You remember that's from the end of the movie. He's giving it to friggin' Robert De Niro.
Yeah,
but he's
giving it to the camera as well. Yes. He's absolutely serving.
He's serving, yeah.
To Cam.
He is serving Cam.
He's serving Luke's and his brother Owen's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about like Steely Dan?
That's a catchphrase, yes.
When you're like, Steely Dan.
Mm-hmm. Steely Dan's the name of a dildo.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.